Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My brand new book, Midwife Pip's Guide to a Positive Birth, is now available. So much more than a book, this is a guide that allows me to hold your hand through your birth preparation journey. With over a decade of experience and knowledge packed in to ensure you really are empowered in the way you deserve to achieve a positive birth, regardless of the twists and turns that crop up. Make sure that you get your hands on Midwife Pip's Guide to a Positive Birth book now and are empowered to have the birth experience that you deserve. Welcome to the Midwife Pip Podcast Bite Size, the home of all things pregnancy, birth, and motherhood. This week, I'm sharing with you some golden moments and nuggets of information that will change your pregnancy, birth, or postpartum journey for the better. You'll find the full episode linked in the description. But for now, wherever you are, let's dive into some short but transformative chats. Today's clip is from episode 74 with Amy Lane, chatting about how Amy planned a positive planned cesarean birth. In this clip, we discuss how Amy created a personal birth plan for her cesarean section that ensured her experience was gentle and felt like giving birth rather than an operative procedure. We can honestly learn so much from Amy's experience, and I recommend listening if you're an expectant mum or a healthcare professional working in a birth space.
I didn't know this was happening, but they'd gone into theatre and they'd discussed how they could basically change the setup of the curtain to actually facilitate having the cord still attached and then him on my chest. And it was something that they just don't normally do. But because I'd requested it and she obviously knew my reasons why, she just went away and like figured it out and problem solved. And so this is very long, I'm sorry. And so we went into theatre and we had Lighthouse Family playing, Lifted.
Love it.
And
great choice.
Great choice, yeah. And then I had the anaesthetic done, and this isn't on Instagram because I kind of didn't want to scare anyone, but I had another high spinal experience.
Oh,
and so I know.
What is your back doing?
Well, I know there's something going on with it. But luckily enough, because they knew the backstory, they caught it just in time. And so actually it was fine. They sorted out the pain, the anaesthetic. And then when that was all calm and there was no more drama, they led me down. And that's when the positive experience really did start. And I'd asked them not to do, I'd asked for like no kind of theatre chat over my head. And I just really wanted to like zone in on my like breathing and my music. And I just didn't want to know what people were having for lunch. Like,
and you shouldn't when you're about to birth your baby, hear what Denise just said at the weekend.
And so exactly. And so, and you know, I'd asked for the lights to be dimmed. And actually they couldn't do that because of the theatre. So they just, they think they turned them off, and then there was windows, and then she had on one spotlight. So it was just a really kind of calm environment rather than staring up at bright lights. Mm. And then little did I know that they'd done this theatre setup with the curtain. So actually when they passed him to me, they put him straight on my chest, and then they rubbed him down on my chest, and you know, the midwife kept doing all the checks to make sure that he was pinking up and he was fine, and his breathing scores were okay. And he didn't leave me for an hour until we got back to the room. And then then he was taken off me. Well, he wasn't taken off me. That's the wrong phrase, actually. Then when I was ready, I handed him over, they weighed him, and that was that. So So yeah, it was that kind of that calm experience in theatre that I just didn't, I just hadn't imagined that that could happen. And also when she did the incision, she did actually do a much smaller incision and they tried to walk him out. But unfortunately, my children have very large heads. And so he wasn't coming out that easily. And so she did actually have to make it slightly bigger on one side to get out his very large head. But yeah, it was amazing. And it was calm and there was the music and it was just us and he stayed with me. And it was everything, I suppose, that kind of like final pushing stage is just in a different, it just looked different, but I felt like we emulated as much of the kind of the final stages of labor as possible, and that's what I walked away from going, yeah, that was positive.
And looking back now, obviously it sounds beautiful, Amy. It sounds beautiful and empowering and like you were really listened to and you had individualized birthing care, which is so important. Looking back at it now, do you think that your birth with Beau has gone some way to heal your birth with Huxley? I know that was like awfully traumatic and there's so many pieces to that puzzle, but do you think it's played a part in helping you heal?
Yeah, I really do, because I think it has, for two reasons. Number one, I got to have that kind of like newborn bubble and I just didn't have it with Huxley. And the more I speak to women who have had traumatic experiences, they're like, yeah, I didn't have it either. And I constantly felt guilty about that at the time. But I was just in survival mode for, God, 6 months, I would say. And so with Beau, I also feel a little bit guilty that I didn't have it with Huxley, because I think having a calm birth and having the newborn bubble made me realize what I'd missed out on before.
Double-ended sword, isn't it, in that aspect. It's hard.
It is really hard, but it also has helped me. It definitely helped me heal from that experience, because it's helped me realize that actually a lot of that was out of my control. And you know, it wasn't about my terrible choices. It wasn't about like my body failing me. It was about, unfortunately, a bad run of events. And so I suppose this birth like reinstilled my confidence in myself, in my decisions, in my body. And I just think me as a mum, because I have had that kind of like that newborn experience and just like the feeding, the cuddles and the being up, but being really present with it and being like, you know, I can do this and I can do a really good job of it. It's just last time I just wasn't in a good place to see that I was doing a good enough job, if that makes sense. I'm sure I did a brilliant job, but I just couldn't see it at the time.
Yeah, I always say in the eyes of your baby, you are doing the best job. Like, but as ourselves, we always like pick ourselves to pieces, don't we? Goes back to that thing, what would we say to our best friend? Probably much nicer things than we're going to say to ourselves. Now, Amy, when we sort of started talking, you mentioned that, you know, fairy lights, water birth, positive affirmations was plan A. Do you think you were mourning those physical elements of that birth? So that the actual fairy lights and actual water immersion, or do you think it was those thoughts, those feelings, that feeling safe and calm and empowered? Was that more what you were after rather than those physical things? Because I think sometimes they get confused.
Yeah, so I think it's a bit of both. Mm-hmm. So I was under general anaesthetic when Huxley was actually born, and I didn't wake up for 4 hours later. And so I had no awareness that he'd been born, and I wasn't even aware. We didn't know that he was a little boy. Like, it was meant to be a surprise. And so I missed the moment. So I think the moment of being like, it's a girl, it's a boy, and like raising your baby up, like, you know, something off The Lion King, I think I really mourned that because I just didn't have that moment. And I also think that because I've done so much kind of work on myself over the years, and, you know, I love my yoga and, you know, I was very fit up until the end. Like, I wanted to feel the, like, the experience of giving birth and the breathing and all of that. And so to not have that, that's the part when I was like, how has my body failed me? Like, I've been doing yogic breathing since I was a kid. Like, my mum and my nan are yoga teachers. And so I was just like, how have I not been able to do that? And so I think it was twofold. Yeah, it was the missing the things that you see on social media, and then also the not getting to experience the feeling, because I really wanted that feeling.
And do you think you've healed those feelings? Because you did feel giving birth. I know it was abdominally, not vaginally, but you, who says that one is above the other? You know, they should both, in my opinion, be equally as empowering and incredible as a woman.
I hope you enjoyed this bite-sized clip, and why not go ahead and share it with others? If you want more, go back and listen to the full episode linked in the description. Before you go, please can you do one more thing? Make sure you've hit that subscribe button, as it helps me and the podcast reach out to and support even more women with crucial, expert and reliable information through the podcast.